powerful lawmakers and prominent Alaskans are on the list of more than 200 potential witnesses in the federal trial of Senator Ted Stevens. Alaska's senior senator faces 7 felony counts of lying on his financial disclosure forms. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
Former Secretary of State Colin Powell is on the potential witness list, along with Senators Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts, Daniel Inouye of Hawaii, Orrin Hatch of Utah, and Vermont's Patrick Leahy. Former Alaska Governor Bill Sheffield may be called on to testify. So might a number of Native leaders, including Alaska Federation of Natives President Julie Kitka, Carl Mars, the former president of Cook Inlet Regional Native Corporation, and Gloria O'Neill, Cook Inlet Tribal Council president. Barrow Whaling Captain and chairman of the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, Oliver Levitt, is also on the list. So are dog mushers, past Iditarod winner Dean Osmar, and David Monson, the husband of late Iditarod champion Susan Butcher. Mixed in among the who's who of Alaska are Stevens' neighbors and former staff members and employees of oil field services company Vico. Stevens is accused of taking gifts from Vico worth more than $250,000. Some of the people listed may be character witnesses for Stevens, while others, like Vico employees, are expected to testify about the gifts. There are indications that Stevens' lawyers may question the credibility of the government's star witness, Vico CEO Bill Allen. One of the potential witnesses is Bambi Tyree. She's been tied to Allen and in 2005 pleaded guilty in an Anchorage sex and drug ring involving teenage girls. The judge read the list of possible witnesses Monday morning to more than 150 potential jurors who had to make note if they knew anyone on the list. The jurors filled out a 21-page questionnaire about their background, education, experience with the legal system, and ability to serve. They were asked what comes to mind when they think of Alaska and for their overall opinion of the ethics and honesty of members of Congress. The 66 questions included a section asking jurors if they've ever renovated their home and if it was a positive or negative experience. One of the gifts Stevens is alleged to have concealed is the renovation of his Girdwood house. A batch of possible jurors will return to the federal courthouse Tuesday morning after lawyers from both sides have reviewed the questionnaires. Then the process of selecting the final jury will begin. Senator Stevens appeared in court as the proceedings began Monday. He, his wife, and son Walter may testify in the coming weeks. Stevens' lawyers have filed paperwork waiving his right to appear at trial from time to time when he needs to fulfill Senate duties. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.